at right now is where we want to be at the end to try to win us a championship.
Alex Kyle gets the goal at the 19:06 mark of the second period, giving the Wolverines a 3-2 lead. Bunievi gets the assist along with Sam Piazza, and then Sam gets the game clincher, I guess, in the last minute of play of the third period, the empty net goal when Jamie Phillips was being pulled, trying to get the equalizer. It didn't happen. 4-2 the final on the empty netter, and Michigan wins their second straight GLI championship. The Huskies just coming up short. Pretty good tournament overall. I know that was a big one for the seniors. I know Jamie Phillips probably really, maybe wanted that more than anybody else on the Huskies. But I thought overall, pretty good tournament by Michigan Tech, and a chance to kind of use that as a way to go into the second half of the season.
Yeah, Dirk, we're not we're by no means happy with it. We went there with the intent of winning the tournament. We go into every game. Mel's done a great job with that mentality here. That you know, it's clear within our team, it's clear within our culture what's expected, and I think we're very close. We have some great games coming up. I know you got Mel coming on here, and he'll talk about that shortly. But we have some great competitive games coming up within the conference with Bowling Green and Mankato. We get to play Mankato here in a couple of weeks. We get to play Bowling Green the week after in Bowling Green, where they have the longest win streak in the country at home. And so we're excited where we're at. And again, I think we could springboard that a little adversity at the GLI into a really good run here in the second half and give ourselves a position, a chance to win a league title.
Well, Joe, we can't thank you enough for filling in here in this first half hour. We'd love talking to you about hockey and everything else, and we're really looking forward to the Friday and Sunday games down over in Arizona. Very neat tournament coming up with the Desert Classic, and the Huskies will take on Connecticut in the first game. That'll be a 7 o'clock game, 6:30 pregame here on Mix 93. All right, Coach, we appreciate it. We'll see you real soon. I know you got to get back to practice, and we'll talk to Coach Mel Pearson. Are you just going to hand the phone to him, or is he going to have to call?
I'm going to go. He's going to call in right now.
All right, we'll talk to him in just a little bit. More of the Mel Pearson Show coming up right after this on Mix 93 WKMJ.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome. Or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a wealth advisor, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you pursue your financial goals. Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts is located on West M26, just south of Houghton, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepson, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
Sushi Tuesday at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, now in its seventh year. Every Tuesday from 4 till 10 p.m., the sashimi-grade fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub has featured this fish for 7 years. Get the same fish you'd get in sushi restaurants in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library.
What's it mean to add refreshing Coca-Cola to the best time of the year? It means celebrating the present, with or without actual presents. It means doorbells being pushed to their limits, and doors opening to open arms. It's making sure your party is well-stocked with ice-cold Coca-Cola, so it's well-stocked with warm friends.
Can you grab one for me?
Sure.
It's knowing the greatest gift you can give is your time.
Enjoy your soup, sir.
And having the time of your life giving it.
Thanks, young man.
Having Coke over for the holidays means celebrating the night before Christmas. And the night before that, and the night before that.
Too soon to open presents?
It's celebrating the new year with old friends.
Happy New Year!
And resolving to make any time of year the best time of year.
This is nice, huh?
Yeah, this is nice.
Nothing warms the heart like friends and family, and nothing keeps them refreshed like ice-cold Coke. So pick some up today and give new meaning to holiday cheers. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Welcome back here on Mix 93 WKMJ and the Mel Pearson Show. 25 minutes before the top of the hour, and Coach Pearson is with us now. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, Dirk. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well and excited about the trip that is coming up. And I know the team is, too, and I'm sure you are, too, a couple of teams that we don't get a chance to see or play very often. And just looking forward to a little different format, and we have that day off there, which is kind of cool, I think, in many ways.
Well, it is, and I think for us, what it will do is we have a great number of hockey alumni that are in that area, and we get quite a few coming in, so we get a chance to spend some time with them, because if it's a normal weekend, you're so busy with the team and trying to focus on the game, so this will give us a chance to at least spend some time with them, and I'm really looking forward to playing in another NHL building. I know our players are. Obviously, we're playing two teams, like you mentioned, in you know, UConn that we haven't played, so that'll be a good game. I watched them against Minnesota the other night. They look very good. I think the record's not indicative of how they play. They're scrappy, good speed, and then obviously we'll play Arizona State or Yale, which will be a fun game. But we're really looking forward to the trip, and like I said, seeing our alumni out in that southwest United States area.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how the we haven't been home forever, Coach. I mean, it's I forgot what it's like being in the McGinnis Student Ice Arena up in the press box there, because we've been everywhere else, it seems like. And I know getting this tournament over with, winning this tournament, and coming back and getting back into league play is going to be quite the transition, I think, for this team. But I think it could be a real good thing.
Well, it can be, and I thought we played well as a GLI. I know you and Joe probably went over the games, but I thought as the tournament wore on, we actually got better and, got some of the rust off. And that Michigan team's a very good team. There's a reason why they're ranked in the top 10, and the pair-wise, they're in the top 10. Their forwards are as good as any in the country, and we just limited them to 9 attempted shots in the third period. So, but you're right. We need to go into this tournament and have success, and then hopefully that'll help prepare us for the second half of the year. But playing teams like Michigan, playing a team like UConn, who's a fast team, a quick team, and then if we get a chance at Yale, obviously, they're another very good team. So that'll help prepare us for our upcoming games against Minnesota State when we get back into league play.
All right, Coach, some questions filing in here, and why don't we get to some of them right now.
Sure.
Our first question is, how is the fourth team at the Great Lakes Invitational determined each year, and do we know who the fourth school is for the upcoming years?
That's a good question, and we do. We do know who the teams are. Don't put me on the spot, because I can't remember the rotation, who's in. But
I believe it might
be Bowling Green next year.
Yeah, I believe it's Bowling Green next year.
And then Lake Superior is, I think, on the docket, and I believe Western Michigan. But I don't know what years they're in. I'm not sure. But what goes on there, between Joe Lewis and Olympia and the Red Wings and ourselves here at Michigan Tech, we sort of confer on the teams that are interested in playing in a certain year, and then we just sort of look at those teams and pick one of the teams to come in. And obviously, there's been some thought about just trying to make it an all-Michigan tournament, some similar like the Bean Pot is. So, but obviously Bowling Green's going to get in. So I'm not sure where that's headed, if we'll continue to do that. But the attendance was great this year. I thought the crowds were outstanding. And for a Tuesday, Wednesday, you have 17,000 people in that building. That's pretty incredible. So can you imagine what it would be like on a weekend? But anyway, they do a fantastic job down there. But that's how we come up with a fourth team.
Yes, and having Northern there this year was a lot of fun, too. I really enjoyed having there. I just think you look at that first game against Michigan State and our attendance for that early game. I mean, that's a tough time to have a game, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah, on the Tuesday afternoon and, an early game at 3:30, it was great. It was fantastic, and, I tip my cap, obviously, to all our alumni and fans in that area for coming out and supporting the team.
Somebody wants to know, is there any fan bus heading to Arizona this weekend?
well, if...